It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good night, good morning, good afternoon. Happy 9/11, everyone. It is the Bad Advice Show. I am one of your illustrious hosts. You know me. I am the Jersey King, Gordon Baker Bone, everybody. And with no further ado, to my right, hailing from parts of Georgia that people eat pig from the rooter to the tooter, please put your hands together for the man, the myth, the legend, Sir Rome Russell, everybody.
Nigga, that is not the essence of who I am.
Let me finish.
Anyway.
To my left, hailing from parts of New Orleans, the place where voodoo can do you. You know her as the Sugar Mama. Please put your hands together for Mel, everybody.
I am not the Sugar Mama, but I will take it.
I don't believe that for a second. And guys, as promised, we have a special guest. And I'm not being facetious when I call her my favorite cut man, because she will cut you. Please put your hands together for my good friend and my co-host of Culture Vultures, Ariel Leaty, everybody.
You know what? That is a good intro, because honestly, I will cut a bitch. I'm in that energy right now. So thank you, Gordon.
Oh, no problem. For those that don't know, we're making a emphasis to having some of our favorite people on the show. And just so happened, I've actually got all three of my friends on the show. So I'm drinking white wine, about to have some real fun with some of my favorite people.
You're such an auntie.
You are.
Oh, what?
You well, really are an auntie. When you be doing, listen, when we do that other thing, like uh-huh. Gordon be having his head wrapped up, he be drinking tea in a robe, living luxurious.
All right, this is a little side thing. For those that don't know, during COVID, I decided to let my hair grow, and it grew. And I
in
have
some spots, yes.
Yeah. Fuck you.
First spit take, man, 5 minutes in. Let's fucking go. Let's go.
Oh my God.
It grew, nonetheless.
Thank you for the energy. Man. Like, I needed this estrogen on the show. I've been getting jumped in this motherfucker. So thank you. Thank you.
It grew, and now I'm like, I used to just let it look like it was dreads, but they were actually double-strand twists. And that's right. I know what double-strand twists are because I have Instagram. And I've been getting it twisted. And I don't know if you, like, maybe this is great. Maybe you guys can attest to this. I didn't know that. I thought like touching people's hair was just a white person thing, without asking. But I'm learning now that some women of color will just touch your hair.
Yeah, that is a thing that has happened before.
Yeah, we're a very touchy society now.
But I also won't correct a person of color if they touch my hair. I'll only correct a white person. I'm gonna slap their hand like a cat. Like, don't do that again.
That's you got to walk around with a spray bottle.
Yes, exactly that. Exactly that.
Oh, I'm not going to front on you. Like, the first time I was in Connecticut, lo and behold, and a white person went to touch my hair. I've never been so offended. And like, I felt the civil rights just chill up my spine. Mm-hmm. I just. Have you guys ever had that happen? Like, someone tried to touch your hair without
all
asking?
All the time. All the time.
It, like, I was so shocked. I was like, what is happening? Because I don't think I look friendly. I don't think I look friendly enough for that.
I was
so confused because I felt like kind of crazy because I didn't stop it, but I'm sitting there like, am I pussy? But I was just so shocked that she just did it. I didn't know how to react.
Ariel, what happened when someone tried?
Oh,
to
I was just
hair?
Gonna say, like, it mostly happens when I'm outside of like a bar or something, because that's when they get bold and brazen.
So you tell them
drunk, they're a little inebriated, they go for the reach out, and then I gotta hurt somebody. Then immediately I have to cut someone.
Immediately.
So not only do you have to watch your drink, you gotta watch for hands headed to your hair.
Yeah. That's why I've been straightening it so much. It's too much work. I gotta start wrapping it up like you, Gordon Badu Bone.
Yo. Yo, I found me a turban
alias
bonnet. Yeah, I found a turban bonnet. Very good on the Zon. That's what I call it. I call it the Zon. I don't say Amazon. I call it the Zon.
The Zon. Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. That's not going to catch on, so you should stop now.
So Rome, has
you
going
to start
ever
doing sets with like incense?
I would love to, actually.
Oh, you should.
So Rome, has anyone ever so you never had anyone try to touch your hair, like, without asking?
No. Fuck no. Not even when I had braids.
You used to wear straight backs?
You had braids?
Yeah.
That nigga's from Georgia.
You know what, too, about Sarome? Sarome is, like, 7 feet tall. So no one's going to try to touch his hair. That's an under 5'9 problem.
Before I knew Sarome, I like I just joke with people out the gate. So before I knew Sarome, I'm like, I don't know if he's gonna punch me, but let's find out.
No, he just
I'm either get turned into like one of those cartoon cutouts when you get slammed through the wall, or I'm gonna make a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Lucky for me,
and a friend was made.
Lucky for me,
Sarome sings songs about titties. Do you think that man is trying to hurt anybody?
That is true.
That's a sensitive man.
Wait a minute.
Sensitive and caring.
I had when I called him right before the show just to like, you know, tie up everything, I was like, you know, you asleep? He was like, no. I was like, were you singing country music and drinking brown liquor? Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Ron, what is up with you in that? Like, just you get a guitar and you get brown liquor. Like
he has a song in his heart, Gordon.
I know he has a song in his heart. But he looks like a light skinned version of Black Snake Moan. Like, what are you
Jesus.
Doing?
Jesus, why would you say?
Yeah, why would you say that about me?
Yeah, that's not. Is that your friend?
He is my friend, and that's a great movie. That's a very underrated movie.
No, that's a horrible movie.
I honestly, out of all the Justin Timberlake,
so I've never seen the movie. But am I correct that it was basically about this girl being horny, so he tied her to a radiator?
Yes.
She was biblically horny.
That's actually a line.
Biblically horny. That's incredible. Yeah.
He tied him to the tray. He said, "Girl, you got something inside of you, and it's trying to get out, but I'm gonna heal you."
What?
And then he tied him to the radiator. There was one reasonable nigga in the movie. His friend came over and said, "Nigga, do you have a white woman chained to your goddamn radiator?"
And then they had dinner together.
Was the Black Snake dick?
No. Oh, okay. No, she was the Black Snake. That's the plot twist. The white woman is the Black Snake in the film.
All right.
This had to be 2004, maybe? Anybody want to look that up?
Yeah, you know what? America was in its chaos era at that time. So
It was a Bush MTV film. Yeah. 2006.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Anything Obama, wasn't it?
Anything was. Yeah. And pre-Obama. This was like, I feel like this was after the Democrats took over the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about right.
So it was just wilding.
If you look at the IMDb of who's in the cast, you will be very surprised that these group of people were put together to make a film. Christina Ricci, Samuel L. Jackson, Justin Timberlake, and the one, the only, David Banner.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
He was in it. Yes.
David Banner's in that film.
Wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
Chevy with the butterfly doors. Yes.
No,
yeah, this movie was greenlit.
Okay. That's gonna take me a minute to wrap my head around.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just like okay.
Yeah.
Wait till you watch it and then
who says I'm gonna spend my time with it? I feel like that will scar me for life, so I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, it will.
Well, watch it over the fall. Just take it 13
over the
of
fall in the autumn while the leaves is changing. Go ahead and watch Black Snake Moan.
I think I need to do it.
Yeah, that's not a winter movie. If you get snowed in somewhere, you don't watch that movie.
When you say David Banner is in it, is he like a main character, or is he just like, does he have
he
a
is
line? Like, don't
he has
go
no
home with that black snake girl. Does he just like and walk
no
off?
he no no he's got some lines in it. He's got multiple lines in it. He's a character.
Wow.
He's a central character. At first he's Samuel L. Jackson's foil. He's like, hey, yeah, she's under my protection. And we're like, oh God. it just I can't tell you it goes down here because it doesn't start up here. It doesn't start up here.
Wow. I don't feel good about that. And I don't like that we got so deep into it either.
Sorry about that, guys. Sorry about that. Yeah. But yeah, if you really want to hate yourself for a weekend, Black Snake Moan. Check it out.
Ah. It does make sense that he was in that movie now. He made that song play. Remember that
song? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you ever hear like the real version and you're like, ugh. No.
Yo.
Disgusting.
Jail.
Deplorable.
Jail.
Jail.
Jail. You can't play that song in public.
But I just believe there are just some men that need to go to jail immediately.
Horny jail.
Like my abolition, it has some hypocrisy in it.
Okay.
It has some hypocrisy in it.
Horny
David
jail.
Banner. Libra niggas with nose rings.
Mm. Wait, why is that so specific?
It's not even so. It sounds like it's specific. It sounds like I'm talking about a person, right? There are so many Libra niggas with nose rings. I am willing to bet. I have not done the research. I'm still trying to get it funded, but I'm willing to bet that 98% of niggas with nose rings are Libras.
I'm gonna do the research. I'll go on Twitter right now.
Thank you. Particularly,
all the research happens.
If it's a hoop, he's definitely a Libra.
Dear Black Twitter,
put him in jail. niggas with freckles. I'm not saying keep them forever, but we just need to detain them for a little while till we know what them mischievous fucks are doing. We just need to lock them down a little bit. Once we figure out where they're going to land in life, it's fine. It doesn't have to even be real jail. Maybe it can just be like a detainment community. They can still go out, go to work, do whatever, but they have to be in their little fuckery community container for a while until they can reintegrate into society.
You're sending them to Australia. You send them to New Zealand.
Yes. Yes.
I'd like to jump in here, but I want to jump in and say the spots on my face are moles, not freckles.
Oh, I always thought they were freckles. I was like, she's talking directly at you, Saram. Are you going to
No, I wasn't.
These are Morgan Freeman spots.
I wasn't, but I also feel like now that since you piped up, I feel like maybe things with green eyes need to be on the list.
Wow, no. I agree.
No,
I'm gonna agree with you.
Whoa.
I'm gonna agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, where does Michael Ealy fall? Is he a blue eyes?
Does he have
freckles? Oh my god.
No, he
has blue eyes, but I think he still needs to be in a facility until we know what he's doing.
I think he could go to horny jail.
Like just until we know what's going on.
I'll be the security guard.
Hey, he's like, girl, how you got a whole family? What you?
Michael Eli was just in that Apple TV show with.
Was he playing another psycho?
Doing stuff.
Yes, he was.
Wow.
He was playing another psycho.
The fucker out of psycho.
Yeah, he played a psychologist who was a nymphomaniac and a pyromaniac who Tiffany Haddish was having sex with.
Jail.
Hey, I'm neurodiverse, but I don't think you fuck around and I don't think God gives you both of them at the same time because you can't nut and set up shit on fire in the same day. That's not good.
I feel like
you're
I could.
Being productive. No, you're not being productive.
Sometimes you set fire because of the nut. You understand?
Yeah. I don't want no other bitches coming to this house.
I set fire to the nut. You should not have put me on this show. We're never get anything done.
Oh my god, what happened here? This woman nutted and house went ablaze.
Just
stupid.
Ah, damn. How did Michael Eli catch a stray in this already?
I don't know.
Because he needs to be in jail.
But I said I would be security. I'm trying to help rehabilitate him.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Officer Ariel got three blue-eyed children. I don't think she's
right. Right. Every time Officer Ariel going to back bongos start playing. I don't know. I don't think.
Hey,
what
hey,
a cultural shit.
It's just
what
actual cultural, bongos.
What a cultural moment bongos is.
You feel like that? I feel like it didn't make as much of a splash as they wanted it to. Because it came
well,
out
the thing
late.
About it, well, people are arguing about it on my timeline. But I think what it is I think the tricky part about it is it's a summer song that they released.
In the winter.
In September.
Wait a minute.
It's cold out now.
Oh, just a little to catch everybody up. Bongos is what exactly?
That's Cardi B and Megan's.
Okay. Yeah, I believe so a lot of people haven't mixed emotions about it. A lot of people didn't. They were saying the song wasn't great, but the video is carrying it.
Yeah,
I think a lot of times the conversation can kill the vibe. It's gonna go hard in the club. I think the tell is gonna be what we hear outside. Like yeah. I won't know because I'm 46 and I don't be in the club. But you young
Mel,
people.
Mel, you still be in the club. You sneaky in the club.
I be in the lounge. Find a club.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lounge.
I be in the lounge. I be at the bar.
They're playing the music at an acceptable level. That's where we're at.
Like yeah. I go to the places where you can drink but still have conversation.
Right. So
with comfortable chairs.
So my crib. Yeah. We're at the crib.
I don't think y'all heard Sarone. While y'all were talking,
what'd he
y'all
say?
Y'all were talking about the lounge, and he snuck in there. I'm at the juke joint.
Of course, he is.
That's all they have in Georgia.
He's at the
three for
$10 Grey Goose special juke joint.
You know what? Juke joints always got a chair open. I don't know how they just do.
Every time I go to a juke joint, I get proposed to.
Because old men are lonely.
They are.
Oh my god!
One time I got. Fake proposed to by a married man. He took off his wedding ring. That was awkward.
Are you saying I need to go to a juke joint?
You need to go to a juke joint.
Oh,
get my self esteem up.
Yes.
Aaron,
yes.
You would leave feeling like motherfucking Miss Universe.
I went very regular. I was so regular, and I was sweeping them up.
Oh, this law might entertain you guys. So like, you know, guys, if you guys know me, I love stupid laws. And one of the stupid laws I just recently found out, because as you guys know, I am an ordained minister. Thank you to the American Ministries of America.
It's a joke.
I did not know that. Jail.
Religion is a shame.
I was just going to say, before you get into your story, I want this motherfucker organization investigating.
RICO charges tonight.
Tonight. SWAT. Swoop.
So, yes, I've conducted some weddings. And with that being said, I recently found out that in the state of Texas, if you say that someone is your spouse three times in public, that they are technically common law your spouse.
My man.
Hey, don't Kelly Rowland live in Texas?
Kelly Rowland has a husband and polygamy is illegal.
Oh my God.
She is very happy, nigga.
On that.
Yeah, dream killer brought to you by mail.
You know how scared I would be if like I was just walking around Texas and I just heard a man go, "That's my wife." I would run like hell. Cause he's got two more times before I'm trapped.
Word.
I don't know. I've been married before.
There. Yeah.
And they were definitely trapped with me. Like you think you trapped me.
Well, I can't marry a Kelly Rowland anyway, because I think two Aquariuses is called a pod.
What?
I think it's called
I think it's called domestic violence.
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
So?
Are two?
No, that's two Scorpios. Squares? You're thinking of two Scorpios.
Okay.
Yeah, or two Aries.
Why is no
one? I think two Aquariuses is called a boar.
Yeah. I just believe Pisces should never be allowed to get married by law.
What? Why? Hold on. Well, what have I done to the community?
You know what you've done. You just said you would set fire to houses.
I said that the cum would create a sort of gasoline type.
But you being a Pisces, I know you fight.
Yeah.
And I know you fight.
I don't. Yeah. I'm a lover. But as of recently, I'm so angry that people are trying me, and I am ready to throw hands. And I've got a long reach.
My daughter is a Pisces.
Okay.
She had, there was this one girl. She used to recertify, basically beating this girl's ass like once a year. I would get the call like, "Your daughter's suspended," and I was like, "What to say? Yup." What happened? She was looking at me, and I asked her if she wanted to fight, and she said, "Yeah." So I hit her.
Not the invitation.
I like that she invited. I like that she renewed her fight card once a year, just a renewal
once a year,
just a reminder.
So like senior year, I'm like, we're not recertifying, right? We're cool. We good. We all.
And she fought her again.
She did not. Whoa. Thank God.
Okay.
What stopped her? She was in the school play, and she was not going to be able to be in a play if
the arts will do it.
Saving lives.
Saving lives.
Every time.
Wow.
Did you hear that, U.S. government? did you hear that, senators and U.S. government?
Fund the arts.
Fund the arts.
Keep the kids out of trouble. Yeah. That girl missed out on her yearly ass whooping because she was in a play.
Saving a life.
Saving a life. Hey, we talking about young people, and I've been in this, I was supposed to come up with something to talk about on the show, and I realized, y'all, that the last week has been all young people news, so it's just flowing over my head.
Really? What's the young people news that's going over your head?
All of it, I think.
You don't know none of it.
I don't know none of it. Somebody named Gunner had a concert. Apparently, he wasn't supposed to be successful anymore. I don't know who the boy is.
Yeah, he just was on trial for RICO charges.
Was he the one on trial, or did he
plead out
or whatever? He got out of.
He pleaded out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we just stay out of young people's business.
Yeah, you know
that's
what?
That's what I'm thinking. Leave to it.
It's not for us anymore.
It's not for us.
Like, I don't know what Sexy Red is doing.
I don't either.
I support it, but I don't know what she's doing.
I don't understand. Maybe I do understand it. Maybe I know her from like middle school. She was the kind of girl that she was gonna fight. She was gonna eat weird things for breakfast that you really shouldn't eat, and was gonna always wear her glasses no matter what.
She didn't even take her glasses off to be changed.
She did not, and not even like get cute glasses that are gonna match her outfit. It's just the glasses that she still had from like Walmart, and I respect that.
Guess
staying true to the game.
Yep.
True to the game.
Well,
not true to this.
Just if it ain't my business, like I don't want to be the old nigga in young people's business. Like I don't want to be the old nigga showing up to the club. Like what's haps? Nobody says that anymore.
I think as a Gen Xer, I really need to have a heartfelt conversation with the elder millennials.
Okay.
Nobody cares about your money anymore, baby. This is for the young ones. It's not for you. Nobody's targeting you. The cool people. I won't say nobody.
I think they are targeting us.
The cool people are not targeting elder millennials.
The cool people. No, they're done.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I mean. Like the targeting. Commercials for like State Farm are absolutely targeting me. I'm being targeted.
Credit card with low APRs.
They have the people from Scrubs in the commercial, and I'm like, oh, I remember them, and I'm like, oh no, I'm being targeted.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is not good.
Yeah, you're targeted with like grown-up stuff.
Yeah, the concerts, granola, breakfast foods.
They don't care if y'all never show up.
It
but
sucks.
But I am going to the concert.
No, you. So you're welcome there if you go.
Oh yeah,
I'm
they'll
going
take your
to
money.
Concerts that have chairs. Those are the concerts I'm going to with seating and like larger seating, not in the tight seats. I gotta be able to spread.
See, that's why Beyonce had her concerts in stadiums. It wasn't because she knew a lot of people would be there. She knew a lot of chairs would be there.
Mm-hmm. We all in our knees.
An elder that has listened to Dangerously in Love or Writings on the Wall is going to need a little seat, a little moment.
One of the things, I didn't get to see Janet, but one of the things everybody pointed out was that her concert started early and on time.
It started early and on time, and I missed Ludacris because I got there slightly late. And he was like, no, ma'am, no, sir. Move, bitch, get out the way, for real.
Yeah, 9-on-1.
We got work in the morning.
Yeah.
They know their audience. I appreciate the awareness.
Yeah.
9-on-1, we got to hear about 10:45.
Yeah, lights on.
Y'all speaking about concerts, and it made me realize that I need to go to a Flo Rida concert. I just saw something on Instagram.
So you go to a backyard barbecue, Gordon. You don't have to go to a Flo Rida concert. That's
no. Here's the reason why I want to go to a Flo Rida concert. Someone handed Flo Rida a baby during a concert, and they didn't know. Like, he took the baby to the stage because he was crowd surfing, and someone handed him a baby at a concert. Already odd. And then he got to the stage and he realized he still had the baby, and him and security had to hold up the baby like it was a cell phone and went, "Whose baby is this?"
I can't think of one thing. I can't
a
think
live
of
infant.
I can't think of one bar Flo Rida has dropped in life that would make me hand him my child. That had to be an uncle. That's uncle shenanigans. Yeah.
No, was it a white baby?
No, it was a brown baby.
That was an uncle.
That's crazy.
That's an
that
uncle.
That is shocking to me that someone handed off a brown baby to a stranger. Flo Rida is a stranger. He's not friend. He's foe. Foe Rida. How are you handing off your baby? That's a fresh baby. No one's uncle. Supposed to be even... Hold on.
It had a loose neck, too.
It did.
Hold the neck up. Hold the neck. Even I know that. Hold the neck.
Papi, it's Sabrina.
So they're passing around a loose neck baby?
Yeah.
That's an uncle. My Papi, auntie wouldn't have done it.
It's my Sabrino. It's
an uncle that said he was going to watch the baby and didn't tell that he was going to a concert.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the mom found out through Twitter that the baby was at the concert. That's what happened.
Yeah. He got a cussing out. Boy, he got a cussing.
Could you imagine looking at your phone and seeing your baby on stage with Flo Rida and be like, Kendall?
You're like, I know that's not my baby.
I know that's not my fucking baby.
I know that's not my fucking baby.
And then you see your stupid ass brother. Crowd surfing to get your fucking baby.
Oh my God. All right.
Papi, I gotta get my Sabrino back, please.
Why is it Spanish? Why are we saying is the baby Spanish?
Why have you decided the baby is...
We just decided the baby was Spanish because he was brown.
Yeah, it was brown. It's a Flo Rida concert, probably in Florida. Odds is.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
I want to argue with the logic.
I know.
But so I don't know if I have the data.
I don't have the data to back it up either. I'm going to let it rock.
Speaking of data, as you guys know, I'm technically a pilot.
What are you talking about?
I'm so sick of you. If you get another fucking job,
I'm going to
know something.
I got mad certificates, bro.
Yo,
a mad certificate.
I'm annoyed already. Go ahead.
As you know, I'm a pilot. No, nigga, actually, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that at
all. For those that
a
don't know,
a drone pilot? Are you talking about that?
Yes, I'm a drone pilot.
Bro. Oh, I thought you were like flying actual planes. Don't play with me.
Well, if I do another 60 hours, I could fly a real plane.
Boo.
Wait, nigga, is that how the program work?
Yes.
That's not how anything works.
I know you lying. Yes. I know you're not telling me that it's 60 hours. Can you hear me?
Yes, well, I can hear you. We can hear you. No, you aren't loud. No, you're right on point. You're about to offend the noble classes of pilotry.
No, I'm not offending anybody. I refuse to believe that it ain't nothing but 60 hours between flying basically a drone paper plane and actual human beings.
Listen, to fly an unmanned aircraft, all you got to do is take the FAA, the Part 107 FAA test. Once you pass that, you are technically a pilot. If you continue on down that road, because you know the basics, you can actually fly planes with individuals in it.
I don't believe you. You could just say words, and I don't believe that. FAA? That's not real.
It's 1 week. It's 1 week. I just don't believe it.
Mel, it don't take much to be a pilot. No offense to other pilots out there. I know how strenuous it is, especially those dudes in the tower. Keep doing y'all thing. Keep us on your radar. Please.
You don't know
how
strenuous it is. You're not a real pilot. Don't do that.
Oh, shit.
What are you talking about?
You actually have no fucking idea.
Well, the point is, I wanted to bring this up. Recently, a plane had to be rerouted to Atlanta's airport because someone had diarrhea on a plane.
like really bad. I feel bad for them.
I need to know. I need to see who it is. They have to reveal. I need the reveal. Show yourself. Show yourself.
They blew up the bathroom?
No, Sarone.
Sarone. You think that makes the news? No.
The carpet had to come up, my nigga.
They had to throw away the whole plane.
Yeah.
They had to black snake moan the plane. You understand what I'm saying?
They about to let Gordon fly that plane. That's how much they don't give a fuck about that fucking plane.
He did it in his seat?
No, not in the seat. Okay, you're not listening, friend.
Hold on. All the way through.
There was a journey.
Oh, God.
There was a journey in this poor soul. This poor soul.
Yes.
Dripped.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a nice word.
To the bathroom.
No.
That's what we call anal leakage.
Yeah.
Us in the industry.
Yeah. You. Chipotle and flights don't mix.
They don't.
Yeah, what do you eat?
I've been that man before. Or it was a lady. We don't know. It was a lady.
Oh.
I need to know who she is.
I know she is mortified.
I am
not casting any judgment until I know what seat she had. If she had a row seat and this happened, no excuses. But if she was blocked in and she wanted to get up and someone was like, I don't feel like getting up.
Well, I mean.
No, wait. You shitting in my lap on the way to the bathroom. The plane is going down. If I got other people boo-boo on me, I'm opening the door.
Yeah.
We might biohazard. All go. And I'm
not
go.
Usually, that's not usually my jam, but we might all go.
No, we got to go.
Yeah, I'm opening the door. I'm opening the door and I'm jumping out. Everybody's coming with me.
Yeah. That's the 13th reason. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah, so like until they let us know the seating chart, I'm not casting any judgments on this person.
I'm not casting judgment because no matter where you are, if it's like to the point where it's not like a little skip mark, it is a fountain, something has gone really wrong. Something has gone really wrong. Like, I feel so bad. And it's like, how do you keep your composure when it's not you? Because like, shit stinks. In the toilet,
no
shit. When it is like dry
water
and no water, it is. Yeah. It is like just raw out there.
But when it's liquid death, and you're walking through the whole plane up and through,
and they were already 2 hours into the.
They said we're turning the fuck back.
Yeah, you know it's wild when you got to call a flight tower and be like, listen,
Yeah, that was funny. We got a situation here. It's shit all up and through the plane. And they're like, what did you say? It's all up and through the plane. All up and through. Did you say all up and through?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we're turning yes. through. We're turning back.
Yeah, Delta Niner shitter. We're heading in.
Delta Niner shitter. I hate you so much.
It's going to be a little more than a little cleanup job. You're going to have to do a whole excavation.
Yeah.
Shut down the whole studio.
They had to rip up.
Yeah.
The carpet.
Yeah, they had to rip up.
And I know it still smelled crazy in there.
It still had to. They said they tried to spray vanilla. It smelled like vanilla shit.
Even with underneath the carpet, it's too late. Just throw the whole thing away. There's nothing you can do. Because you can't even open. There's no windows to open.
You got to decommission that plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
all right.
It might have to go in like an aviation museum.
That's what I was just about to say. That's a museum plane now.
No. Don't put the shit shuttle now. No, don't put the shit shuttle in the Smithsonian. Don't put that in now.
I think it has to go.
Shit shuttle.
Are you going to fly in the shit plane?
But they're not going to tell me. They're not going to tell you. This is the shit plane. And to your left, we have the famed shit plane from Twitter. They say it was a woman. We don't know who actually shit on the plane. She had something called the anal leakage, which we later learned
as bubble guts.
But can I ask y'all this? As like passengers, you see someone having anal leakage mid-flight. There's no turbulence. just someone scurrying to the bathroom. And as you see them scurry past you, you smell something. You realize, oh, that shit. What's your first call? What do you do?
I mind my business so hard that you wouldn't even know.
I would act like it never happened.
Yeah.
Somebody else would have to bring it up first.
Yeah.
No, you know what I do? I go, what is this on my elbow? And I just holler.
But that, so it's like the two, it's the two thing for me, because I'm also a Black Southern woman, and we are demanded by the Constitution when something stinks, not only to declare it, but identify the scent and the origin.
So you're saying you would say, woo, it smells like shit over here.
Baby, somebody opened it up.
Yeah, they ratified that in 1942. She has to.
And there are, I really try not to, like, I try not to be there, because sometimes you're dealing with like dignity and all that, and some people can't help themselves. And we, you know, like, I'm sometimes old enough to know there are so many reasons this could be happening, but that conflicts with who I am at my core. I am a fourth generation funk identifier.
Wow.
That's
beautiful. If I see someone shitting walking towards the bathroom and I see anal leakage, I am literally grabbing the airbags that fall when there's an emergency. I'm grabbing that out. I'm snatching it out.
I feel so bad. I feel so bad for that person, because this is just like a regular human.
In the land of funk. In the land of funk.
But hey, her stomach was hurting before she even got on that plane.
Had to be. I had a similar situation. I didn't shit on anybody, but I had Mexican food before I got on a flight. And it was a flight from New Orleans back home. So that's a short flight. So I'm like, okay, I'll be fine. In the line already, just not even to get to, didn't even take my shoes off yet. The line is long, and I got the bubble guts in the line. But what am I going to do? Not get on the plane? So then I get to my seat, and I'm like, I'm going to make it. It's going to be fine. And I'm sitting in the middle, and I have to keep getting up throughout the flight and disturbing some man's peace. But I really was like, I want him to say some shit to me, because I'll be like, yo, I will shit on you if you do not.
Absolutely.
If you do not let me pass.
Absolutely.
And then there's nothing you could do when you're on the plane and you're in that little box.
Yeah.
The little tiny box, just shitting in that little box like a cat.
Can we talk about that? Can we talk about the airplane bathrooms?
Like little closet of shame?
Yes, it is.
I have to be at the end of my... I'm out of options if I'm using an airplane bathroom.
And I was fresh out of options.
Oh, okay? Yeah. No Mexican food. You were playing like ball head games.
You had them beans on your stomach. You couldn't wait that out.
So my mistake was not on a plane. I was on a road trip, and I just decided to eat like I eat. And I had Wendy's chili.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Yeah.
On a trip.
That's like taking a pre-workout.
From Virginia Beach. It's like taking a pre-workout for shit. Is that what you said?
Yes.
At the beginning of the trip.
That's a laxative.
It absolutely was. I'm like, we not out of gas yet, bitch? What the fuck?
Nope.
Not you.
Nope.
I had plenty.
Oh my God. Yeah, why did they sell us Wendy's chili? Like, they should have just told us. Like,
why does a fast food restaurant have chili? Let's talk about that.
Why am I in it? Wait.
No. This is not towards you at all. This is towards Wendy.
This is talking about Wendy herself. Why does she offer a potato? Why does she offer chili? What's happening, Wendy?
Yeah.
So I get the chili because once upon a time, Wendy's ground beef was a big deal.
Yes, it was.
Oh. It was not the same quality. Like, it's not the same quality now.
Yes. Never frozen.
Yellow Wendy's, that was a different Wendy's.
Before Dave died.
Yes.
It was quality beef.
Oh, wow.
Yellow Wendy's was a different Wendy's.
You know, I love being amongst the elders. They teach me so much. I had no idea. Wendy's beef was so sought after.
Oh, it was a fine establishment, because at the time we didn't know what McDonald's was doing.
We still are not clear.
We still don't know. But I'm gonna still get a nugget every now and then. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, same. Yeah,
I think we all have that one McDonald's item that we still gonna roll the dice on, right?
Because there is crack inside of it, so there is it brings you back each time.
There you go.
At least once a year. I love a McFlurry. You know me.
You just have to check in to make sure. Oh yeah, this is still terrible for me. Okay.
You just Ariel, you love disappointment because like that machine is always down.
Not true. They've been working lately. I've been eating my McFlurries. McFlourishing, some would say.
I don't know if I believe you because I ain't seen them working like that.
Well, they don't do that in the South. Over here.
So y'all working. Y'all big Yelpers. We ain't big Yelpers in the South.
Yeah, we'll Yelp it up. There's a website you can go on to find out what if your McFlurry machine is working.
Shut the fuck up.
What? I'm gonna look it up. It's real. Well, it's there's a network it's a whole of conspiracy people. Too. About why the McFlurry machine doesn't work. I'll send you the video. I've watched it. Believe me, I care. Let me see. Hold, please. It might be like, it does my McFlurry machine work.com or something.
If there's a network of people letting them know where McFlurry machines are working, guys, get down here fast. The McFlurry machines.
Don't make fun of me. It's called McBroken.com. I don't know why you're
sharing
laughing.
Sharing that in the show notes?
Yes. So you go, you just look up your area and you see what's either working, broken, or inconclusive. Those are the options. In New York, 22% of them right now are currently broken. Don't laugh. Nothing funny about this. This is math. It's not.
Take advantage of the information age.
Seriously. Right. Son of a bitch. Not 78% of the machines are working.
So when you're an elder, you can tell the children when they're able to look once upon a time. We just have to go to McDonald's and find out.
And find out and get disappointed and wait in line to be disappointed. Ooh. And then I have to get something because I just waited in line. Now I look stupid. I'm eating a dry McNugget.
Because they ain't got no fucking sauce.
They don't have no fucking sauce. Or I wanted to dip my McNugget in a McFlurry.
What?
And that's home business.
You've never done French fries and ice cream?
No.
It's like you don't even care about yourself.
Hey, Gordon. What's up? Remember that colony we need to put people in earlier that they was talking
about? Shut your fucking face. No, this is a thing.
I'm just saying.
First of all, you can't put me in a colony that I created. I'm the oppressor, motherfucker.
So wait, that's number one. Just real quick. Look, just real quick. Y'all eating salty hot ice cream?
Salty and sweet. No, you're dipping the fry or the McNugget into a McFlurry. Yum, 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 yum.
Now, I've never done the McNugget, and I will not, but I will respect your journey.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Well,
it's something about potatoes and supporting women helping women. It's really, you know.
Listen, if you like it, I love it. I'm not yucking no one's yum.
I'm telling you, you're going to accidentally, now that it's implanted in your brain, one day you're just going to have that fry, and you're going to be like, it's going to be like Jaws. Dunna. And you're just going to dip it on in there.
Or a potato chip in your ice cream, Gordon. Change your life up a little bit.
You know what? I only do hot sauce on potato chips. People call me country and shit for that. I open a bag of Lay's originals.
What you're doing at that point is wetting the potato chips. So I don't agree with that journey at all.
No. You only do a couple of dabs in there and you shake up the bag so it hits all the chips. And then you still got it. It is very time sensitive.
I'll allow that.
You have to do it.
Hot sauce are we using?
You could go with original.
This could get tricky.
Franks.
Wait before. Okay, I was just gonna say before you answer.
Wrong answers.
Yeah.
But now you have to answer.
Dictate y'all friendship.
Frank's, Crystal's, and what's the one with the black label and the devil on it?
Isn't it Devil's Red Hot?
There we go.
It's Frank's Red Hot Devil.
It's Devil something. Those are my go-to every day at home hot sauces. When I'm really feeling fancy, I get truffle hot sauce.
Oh,
they be selling that at my local
Red Devil. Trappy's Red Devil.
Red Devil, yes. I just looked it up.
Yeah. Huh. I got so mad the other day. Yeah, Sunday I went to the ShopRite supermarket, for those that don't know. And I went to the white supermarket, and like their fucking selection of hot sauce was pissing me off. And I'm like, where are you?
It's just Tabasco?
Yes. Or like the shit that you see on Hot Ones. And I'm like, I'm not trying to burn down my mouth, nigga.
I think the white people with the weird hot sauce thing, that's just like another one of those things that you get into when you don't have to worry about running from the police.
That's it. Yep. Yep. I just want a quality hot sauce.
I need some excitement.
Damn, every time we bring up hot sauce, I always think about being in Atlanta and having that habanero vodka.
I think about that all the time. I was thinking about that the other day because I was planning on infusing some tequila.
Yeah.
And I was like, what was that had Gordon about to shit on himself?
Shut down four of my five senses.
Perhaps that's what happened to the woman on the aircraft.
See? Full circle.
Mm.
But
no.
Wow.
She was in Atlanta. Ooh.
Wow.
Uh oh, Gordon.
What a PR move that would be for Atlanta's bar scene. Guess what? She had the habanero tequila shit it all through the plane. Her name was, I don't know.
Who were you,
Gordon,
in that?
Did you have a close call?
Who were you in that? No, I had to drop trial. I had to drop trial. Like, it was, there's certain things I don't do in my life. But that day after drinking a shot of habanero vodka, I laid on a bathroom floor because honestly, Ariel, I thought I was out of here.
Yeah.
I was out of here.
So time out. Was it one shot?
No, it was two. I doubled back. Because the white boy saw me in pain and this white boy was like, it ain't that bad. And I was like, if you want to go to the gates of hell, not only will I buy you the shot, I'll go there with you and do it with you. And he took it, and I told him, and I warned him. I had my milk ready. He said he didn't need any milk. He took it, and then we both were in the bathroom. And that's where I saw a white man put his whole mouth on a public bathroom faucet.
This is why we're going to get you chipped.
He's dead now, yes.
Yeah, he's dead now.
You tell stories like this, and these are the reasons.
Hey,
this was the start of COVID, really.
It really was. Mel, let me tell you where I was when I'm supposed to be watching Gordon. I had got high.
Of course.
And I lost Gordon. I lost Gordon. And then I lost my peripheral vision. And I saw a food truck and I ate hamburgers until I couldn't move anymore. And this nigga came up to me after, he's like, I almost died. I was like,
What a story.
I took a picture of her. The lady that gave me the shot, like, because I thought it was peaches at first, and I just wanted some peaches vodka, and she's like, hi, that's habaneros. And I was just such in a weird place at that time in my life. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Fire it up. And she saw me sweating and like uncontrollably gagging, because it's like habanero vodka, it burns not only your throat, it burns your esophagus because it's spicy as shit. Then it hits your stomach and that starts another fire. Then you start sweating. Your vision gets blurry because your eyes are watering. You lose sensation in your tongue and you're just like, And I remember her exact words was, somebody was trying to order something. She was like, not now, baby. This is an emergency.
I can't get you a gin and tonic right now.
Yes.
So you took the shot.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And because you were challenged by a man, you said, fuck you, I'm gonna do this again.
Oh no, he wasn't challenging me. He was just saying stupid shit. Like, I just didn't walk through hell. And I was like, bro, I'm telling you, I just walked through hell. And he was like, that's not hell. And I'm like, bro, listen to me. I just saw Satan. And it's in that bottle. Do not
and
do
then
it.
Both of you geniuses ended up in the same bathroom.
Yeah, I don't think I'm wrong in my assessment.
I think she's right.
Yeah.
This man said that it wasn't that bad. And you said, I'm going to take another shot.
I'm going to go to bed. Yeah, I feel like
I want to go to hell. Take me to hell, brother. I want to go. You already sweating.
Yes.
You sweat on a regular day. You sweat on a regular day. And you thought, you're sweating right now.
You know what? Let me just say that the satisfaction of seeing him going through what I went through made me feel a little bit better.
You almost shit yourself.
Yeah.
Twice.
twice.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we clearly state the happenings.
On the floor. On the floor in the bathroom.
Staring at that ceiling in Atlanta. Just, what did I do? What did I do?
Disgraceful. All right.
Disgraceful. Yes. We gotta bring this back to a happy place before.
Yes, we
end,
do.
So
yeah, we gotta bring it back to a happy place. Mel, you have one more topic for us, don't you?
Do I have one more topic? We got football is back.
Golf.
Ooh. What?
Coco golf. Yes.
Coco golf. Coco. Speaking of the young people, Coco golf won. Shouted out her haters. Shouted out her supporters.
What I like is that they were asking her what she's gonna do with the money. And they were like, well, are you going to pay off your debt? And she read the word debt like she had never heard the word debt before.
Completely unfamiliar. She so pronounces she's like, the B.
Debbed. She's like, debbed. Debbed. No, I don't got that. I don't have what the little school debt debbed that y'all got. That's the first time she's ever read that word before. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not even a concept. It was like my parents made sure I didn't have that.
Oh shit.
I've been making money at tennis since I was 11.
I've been called poor in so many ways.
That was a new way.
Yeah. I think that took the cake.
Yeah.
Oh, took it. Bro, like I'm shout out to Coco and shout out to Sha'Carri Richardson, who just wowed the world, made Jamaicans across the nation silent. I've never seen that.
she's had a journey, and I think one of the things that I just like about this influx of female athletes is that they get to be people. They get to be angry. They get to be mouthy. They get to be imperfect. Yes. They get to like normalize that shit because they're fucking people. Even the girl who lost to Coco, you know, at the end of it, she went to whatever little place and she slammed the fuck out of her racket. Yo. I get it. This is it's a huge moment. And okay, yeah, the optics, not the best, but this is somebody who competes at a high level.
I totally forgot because we didn't even bring it up on the show. The German woman that Coco beat early on in stages, who weaponized white tears during the tournament. That's like, I'm so happy that she won and like, I don't want to bring it up, but the point is she tried to weaponize because she was older than Coco, and Coco was like really whooping her ass. And she was like, I'm allowed to take 5 minutes between every serve. I'm like, no, you're not.
She Irish?
No, German.
Oh, that was an Irish accent. So I got confused.
I don't know.
Oh, no. We're terrible accents.
Oh, the accents are terrible, baby. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was confused.
Wait, I heard your accent on that show. Like, this is the show for terrible accents. Like, go around. All right. Every
single accent?
Your accent's natural, but we're all going to try our shot at German accents. Okay?
I will not be doing that.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go.
Oh, boy.
I can't even think of schnitzel.
You got to say like a prick. You got to say
mine racket.
Schnitzel. Schnitzel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you. That's a good one.
Here we go.
Mine racket. I don't. That's all I got. I'm not the accent person. Y'all aren't either. But
yeah, but I was confused. I got confuddled from.
Oh no, it's about to get real terrible. We're gonna sound like.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna sound like Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, in Munich, we like the Guggenheim.
So first of all, that's Borat.
Yeah, that's something different. But you did try, and you know, for that, I respect it.
The Guggen vlogging.
Go ahead, Farmer Jones. Go ahead. And
That song, Du Hass Mich. Was that German?
That's German.
Yeah. Jerome, do you remember that song?
I remember that song. I spent 9 months in Germany.
Wow. Yeah.
And he about to still fuck the accent up. Go ahead.
Yeah, he is. Do it.
Uber sausage.
Is Uber a...
First of all, you just sounded like a southern slut.
It was so sassy.
Like, what was
that's how they talk And
no, it's not.
No, no.
We have ears. I may not have the accent, but I do have ears. No, they don't.
Right. It did sound like when you go on Hinge, like the dating app, and you could put in a little, like a voice note, and you click on the voice note, Uber sausage, yeah. Uber sausage.
And block that motherfucker immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah, you sounded like a German choir director.
I'm Hans. I have an Uber sausage, and I'd like to meet you. Yes.
Is that German? Yeah, I guess so. It's not good. But
yeah, it's
thanks.
Not good.
Yeah,
oh, it's
no.
Far.
What we do here.
It's far from good. It's far from good. But for everyone,
the terribleness is the point.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, before we let you out of here, Ariel, Leady, I need you to tell people two things. I need you to give some people some bad advice before you go, and then let us know where we can find you.
Bad advice. Wait till marriage to have sexual relations.
Ooh, that's real bad advice.
That's real bad advice.
Don't even look at the thing down there. We don't even know what's going on. It's a surprise.
I didn't know we had the Catholic Church on tonight, but hey, diversity.
This is not advice that I have personally taken, but I'm saying for you guys out there in listening land,
don't even look at it.
I was getting married and I literally had to say, oh, can you hold my baby? So
Bruh.
That's great.
I'm not the one.
All right. Leady, where can people find you on the socials?
Oh, I'm still on Twitter, and I'm going to call it Twitter by its dead name. So absolutely. Twitter and Instagram at Ariel Leady. And let's see. Oh, I have a podcast called Fraudsters. We talk about fraudulent things, and I do a lot of weird voices on that too. It's very fun and festive. Please listen. It's on all wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God. You guys need to listen to Fraudsters. It's Ariel, the homie Justin Williams, and who's your other host that's on
Dina
there?
Dina Gaznavid.
Amazing podcast. If I had to recommend an episode, listen to their episode about the Fugees, where they expose Fugees. One of my favorite things, because they talk about Jersey fraudsters.
Yes. I love it. You know, and the worst of them is really Wyclef. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I knew
was
that
it for the
Haiti
stuff?
Oily...
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
I knew that when he took that greasy motorcycle picture.
I was so uncomfortable.
Notice that? Sarom, you want to hear something fucked up? That motorcycle picture? I know where he took it. That was in West Orange, New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, nigga, I accidentally booked a hotel in West Orange, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was right down the street from
the stadium. I remember that.
And it was cheap. And I took a picture of it, and I was like, oh, I fucked up.
Yeah, I remember when Sarom did that, because he was like, man, the show is here, but it's like an hour away from where I'm staying. It's kind of crazy. I don't really know how I'm going to get back.
Yeah, oh, well, it was fucked up.
I guess I'll take a Uber sausage.
All right. So, Roman Mel. Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me at the Gates of Mel. The O is a zero on all platforms.
Nice.
And if you could find me a job, I greatly appreciate it.
Nice.
I'm only
that's right, everybody.
I really want a job.
Find Mel a job. Sarone, where can people find you? What you got coming up?
You can find me at the Gates. Not the Gates. You can't find me at the Gates, Mel.
You cannot.
You can find me at Sarone Russell on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at METAROME, Metarome. And you can find me headlining at the DC Improv this December 28th through the 31st.
See, can
nice.
Never be me all over the place.
Nice. And as for me, you can find me at BakerBone on Instagram and Twitter, BakerBone.com. And October 20th, I will be in Boston doing Drunk Black History Boston Edition for the Yuck Fest. And some exciting news. It's exciting news. I'm going to be doing this November. I will be doing the Cleveland Comedy Festival. Ooh. As you guys know, I do not like Ohio, but for some reason, they haven't listened to this podcast.
And they love you.
They'd have to listen to a whole episode to find out that you don't like.
If they could just pick a random one out of the last 5 years, they'd be like, oh, this nigga hates Ohio.
Every episode, he makes it a way to find out.
We haven't talked about Ohio the whole episode, and here we are.
Yeah. But like, I waited for Laz to admit that I will be in Cleveland telling jokes for a couple of days. So Cleveland Comedy Festival, when I get dates, you guys can check it out. It will be on my website. Don't forget, we have an additional podcast on our Patreon, patreon.com/badadviceshow, where we offer you another podcast that you can listen to throughout the week. It's called That Other Thing. Ew. It's the world's greatest podcast where we talk about the most gangster thing in the world. What's that, Mel?
Feelings, nigga.
That's right. Ooh. We talk about emotions and feelings on that podcast. There's a little bit of black health for you guys.
Come join us and work through your shit.
With Gordon?
Yeah.
I told you that nigga be on, he on it getting tender in a bonnet
eye mask things.
It's a lot. It's a whole vibe.
A different nigga on that other thing.
One other thing, totally different. Yeah.
It was like, why do you have on a smoking jacket? But you know, you go with it.
I have a good smoking jacket. All right. With that being said, check us out on Patreon, please. Oh, and thank you to all our new subscribers on Patreon. That's the best way to support this podcast and make sure that we can have dope ass guests like Ariel and our other upcoming guests, and make sure that, like, you know, you keep us in your ears every week. So with that being said, thank you guys so much. Make sure not to shit on the plane. And also,
I'll do my best.
Work on your German accents. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.
Bye.